Okay. Hey, we good, right, Ocho? All right.
Yeah, you good, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, love you too, baby.
Yeah, just need to open a little bit so,
yeah, so you can't see.
Hey, thank you very much.
So you can see.
So how excited are you to head back to a Super Bowl? It's the last time you were there.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time, man. You know, very excited for the opportunity. Very thankful. You know, very thankful. It's an honor to just be a part of this team and have the opportunity to play in this game once again. But I think we're all excited.
How often do you think back to that game, Super Bowl 39, when you were the MVP? And is that something you think about a lot?
No, not really, because, I mean, the thing is I'm still playing, and I think the hunger is there. You know, each and every year everybody coming up with the same goal. But for us to have the opportunity to play in this special game, this special event, it's a blessing. But don't too much think about it, not in the past.
Where's the trophy?
Which one? I mean, I got a lot of trophies. Super Bowl. It's at the house in a glass case. My wife had built this thing for me. It's real special. It's nice. Now don't try to come over and steal it. Now.
Dion, what are you saying to the younger guys that have never experienced this about this upcoming week?
Mm-hmm. Just to take it all in. You know, let's not go out and try to do nothing special, spectacular. Just do what we've been doing all year. Embrace the moment. You know, this opportunity may not never happen again. So, and that's for all of us. You know, just embrace this and be thankful, man. You know, go out and just do your job, and we'll be okay.
Have any former teammates reached out to you, alumni that were on the former Super Bowl teams?
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to all the guys. You know, I'm always talking to Troy. I talked to David Patton a couple of days ago. I'm always talking to David Gibbons. Patrick Pass is here. Yes. So I'm always talking to him. And yeah, I mean, I've spoken to a lot of the guys. I mean, once you be a part of something like this and you win, you know, that friendship lasts a long time. You know, it's pretty much forever. So, you know, those are some special guys to me, too, as well.
What's great so friend. Different about this Giants team?
What's different
from
about
November,
them?
Yeah, till now.
They're playing a lot different. They're playing a lot better. You know, all the stats and stuff. I know you all big on stats.
You know,
you all big. Well, I wasn't saying you all are losers. I'm not saying that. But you all big on the stats. I think stats-wise, I'm telling you, where they was ranked at in November, they're not ranked there no more. You know, across the board, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, but it was the same team, same personnel. The guys just playing a lot better.
Dion, Gerard was talking about the fact that you guys have been here, or some guys have been here till 10 o'clock at night studying film. What kind of intensive week has it been in terms of studying film on them?
I think that's the most important thing about this game. I mean, there's so much downtime. You know, Super Bowl should be the next week, man. You got to wait 2 weeks to play a game. I think that's for you all, for the fans and everything. I think right now all this stuff is based off being just mentally prepared to play this game. And team that's mentally prepared, the more focused team, that's who's probably going to come out on top.
How does film work help you, though?
A lot. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can look back on that game that was in November. Was it October or November?
November 4th.
November? You all may be wrong. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can go back and critique. You know, there's some things we can do a lot better, you know, and also try to improve on some things that we did do good. But other than that, this is all about each and every day, just continue to prep for this game.